philosophy behind the Imam Tea. Two friends and companions of Imam Hassan, Ubayd ibn Amr Kandi and Qays ibn Ibode, went to his place to protest his peace with Muawiyah. When they, with faces full of anger, entered the house of Imam, peace be upon him, Hujja ibn Adi was also present. Ubaydah says, O son of the Holy Prophet, we are very distressed and worried about what has occurred. Qays says, you take no action while Muawiyah does whatever he wishes. Ubaydah says, no matter how hard I try, I fail to understand the philosophy behind your peace with Muawiyah. The Imam looks at them from head to toe and then says, please tell me about the wounds on your faces. Ubaydah says, O Imam, these wounds bear testimony to our participation in the war against Muawiyah. They were not truthful in saying so. The Imam knew this. However, Hujr ibn Adi, not being aware of the fact, was very much impressed by their statements and raged with anger, said to the Imam, I swear by God, I wish I were dead. Then I would not bear witness to so much humility. Muawiyah has mounted on our backs and we failed to react. The Imam says in response, O Hujj, don't think everybody should like whatever you do, and whatever you dislike is disliked by all. Whatever I did it for the good of all Muslims and for safeguarding their lives and property. The good of the Muslims hinges on circumstances, and the prevailing circumstances dictate peace to protect the people's lives. Imam's prediction. A short while after Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, made peace with Muawiyah, they got together at Nukhailah. Muawiyah said to the Imam, the chosen one, O the grandson of Muhammad, the Prophet was able to predict the weight of fruit before their ripeness. His estimation was always true. Are you too capable of doing such a thing? Besides, your followers believe that no scientific fact is unknown to you. O Muawiyah, says Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, you should know that my grandfather forecasts the weight of fruit, and I can tell their number too. It's interesting, the grandson of Muhammad, says Muawiyah. So tell me how many dates are there on that palm tree. This palm has 4,004 unripe dates, says the Imam. Is that so? Says Muawiyah. Oh, you slave, you assisted by two other slaves, count the dates on this palm. Hurry up, I want so much to verify your count, you the grandson of Muhammad. The Imam said nothing, and the slaves started to count the dates. Before long, the counting was over. Tell me, man, then, says Muawiyah, how many dates do you count? 4,003, says the slave. I was not wrong, says the Imam. But one is missing, says Muawiyah. One of the slaves who had taken a date says, that one date is in my hands. Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, was right. After this, the Imam predicted Muawiyah's future. He also predicted that Hujr ibn Adi would get killed. naming. The house of Ali, peace be upon him. At the birth of Imam Hassan, the chosen one, a woman comes out of the room and says joyfully, "Take the news to the God's messenger and Ali, peace be upon him." Upon hearing this, a male slave working in the courtyard goes to the mosque. His presence, God's apostle, and his presence, Ali, are talking to their companions. The slave approaches his presence, Ali, and says something to him. His presence gets up and takes a look at the Holy Prophet, who is sitting on the mosque pulpit, and leaves the mosque. He enters his house. The noise made by the newly born baby is heard everywhere. Ali, peace be upon him, turns to a woman and says, "Bring me my dear baby." "Yes, my lord, I am bringing him right now." Zahra, peace be upon her, says, "My dear husband, what would you like to name the baby?" Ali, peace be upon him, says, "I won't precede your father, the Holy Prophet, in putting a name on the baby." "Then we'll wait for him," says his wife, Zahra, peace be upon her. "Yes, he is coming soon." Before long, a voice says, "The apostle of Allah just arrived." He enters and Ali, peace be upon him, gives the baby to the Holy Prophet. Some women start to offer their congratulations, and the Holy Prophet says, "Didn't I tell you not to wrap the baby in a yellow cloth?" "Yes, but I forgot that," says a woman. The woman takes the baby away, and a few minutes later returns with a baby wrapped in a white cloth. "Have you named him?" asks the Holy Prophet. "O Holy Prophet," says Ali, peace be upon him, "I refuse to precede you in naming him. Neither do I take precedence over God," says the Holy Prophet. Silence prevails. For a few moments then, the Holy God's messenger says, "God named the newly born child Hassan, and we shall call him by that name."